Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To What's on Your Mind. This is Gary Emanet filling in for Scott Henin, who's away in some place warm on some island, I understand. We're going to have a busy show this morning. We're going to talk a little Republican politics. I drove in this morning from Washburn. It was pretty rough out there. The snow was drifting across the road, and there's definitely some whiteout. I always come around by Wilton. I always call that the Wilton Triangle, and it was a little nasty around there. It got better as I got close to Bismarck, but I filling in for Scott. We got a busy show this week. I'll be filling in today for Scott and Wednesday. And we have Kevin Flynn from Fargo going to be in on Tuesday hosting. Jeff Lent will be in Thursday. And Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be hosting the show on Friday. So I'm here in studio. This is Gary Emanet filling in for Scott Henin. We're going to be talking a little Republican politics. There's been a little Republican infighting going on in North Dakota. It seems like the Democrats have been irrelevant for a number of years. And all the battles are brewing within Republican circles. And I just kind of felt that as a former party chairman, it would be good to have some conversation on the side of those that walked out of the meeting. And it was just the circumstances that led up to it, I think, have set the stage for a little bit of a problem within party ranks. And incidentally, on Wednesday when I'm hosting, I'm going to be having Tracy Potter join us. He's a former state senator, and Tracy and I have gone back and forth on politics a little bit, but as a Democrat, I always appreciate his insight, and I want to really challenge him and chat with him why the Democrats are so irrelevant in North Dakota politics today. And so we're going to be doing that on Wednesday as I host and fill in for Scott. But today we're going to talk about a little bit what's going on inside of North Dakota Republican politics. We're going to be having Jared Hendricks, District 38 District Chairman, Representative Cole Christensen, State Rep from District 24, and also a member of the Young Republicans. The Young Republicans have some issues on as far as being on the board and being actually kicked off, for that matter, if you will. They're ex-official members, but they're not voting members, so I think there's some issues with that, and I just have some issues with that I want to talk about today. And then we're going to have Curly Haugland join us at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Curly's been a former state chairman, former national committee man. He's fought with the RNC on rules and issues, but I think why I really felt I wanted to have Curly on is to really talk about what the party's all about, and how it really functions as an organization. And so often when people get involved in politics, they get involved for a reason to have a philosophy, values that drive their being involved. Some people do it because they want to be, you know, connected socially, hang out with political people. And sometimes I always think it's really about having some good debate and discussion regarding the policies, and why you're involved is the main reason. So this morning, if you got any questions with my guest, give us a call at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. This is Gary Emanet, as I said, filling in for Scott Henin. I have Jared Hendricks joining us. Jared is out east this week. He's in Virginia, I think visiting family over the holidays. Jared, good morning. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on. Nice and warm down here.
Yeah, what's the temperature out there in Virginia?
Oh, I think it's about 60, 65.
Oh, wow, nice. We're missing a little bit of that right now. But, you know, it's North Dakota. It's December, soon to be January. We're going to be moving into the first of the year here when we know January can be pretty rough. So I think it's awesome to have you call in and have a conversation about what's going on in the party. And, Jared, you've been a longtime activist. And the party had a little bit of a challenge that came up in a recent meeting. I wanted you just to give a little bit of the background. And I know sometimes this inner party, we can get lost in the nuances of it. But you know, the debate and the discussion in politics is what it's all about. I think of going back to the founding fathers. I was reading, I'm reading a couple books right now, one of George Washington and one of Thomas Jefferson. And what I saw in that, Washington really didn't like partisan politics. He didn't really think there should be parties. And consequently, Washington appoints Hamilton, who's Secretary of Treasury, and he's a Federalist Democrat, if you will. And, you know, Jefferson's really what we'd call a Republican, maybe more libertarian. But, I mean, obviously the Republican Party never came to Abraham Lincoln in the 1860s. However, the principles were there, and it caused for bitter rivalry between the two of them, and it became really where partisan politics started evolving, I think, from those two guys that were close to Washington and the cabinet. So debates and the feuding and all that stuff, I think, is an important part of the process. With Democrats being not very relevant in party politics today, it seems like the fighting is occurring within the party. Talk to me about a little bit what caused eight of you to walk out of a meeting just a couple weeks ago. And without getting lost in the weeds, of course, tell me what happened.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I'll touch on a little bit, too. I'd like to come back to Washington in a minute if we get time later. So basically what happened this weekend, this past weekend, I should say, on the 18th, we had a state committee meeting, which is the governing body of the North Dakota Republican Party. It's comprised of 47 district chairs plus the executive officers. So it's about 58 people total. Those 47 chairs are elected in each of the 47 legislative districts. And those elections are open to the local Republican Party members. And what was on the table at this meeting was a series of very broad sweeping changes to the Republican Party, changes that, for the most part, in my opinion, reduced the power of the grassroots and the delegates. In other words, just the rank and file average Joe members, and increased the power of leadership. And involved things like charging fees to running statewide, things we'd never done before. It reduced the power of the resolutions process, which is a little off in the weeds, but I could explain that a little bit more. The resolutions are basically the things that the party says that it believes in. And then most notably, it would have taken the state convention and it would have moved it past the June primary, which in my opinion would have rendered the convention irrelevant and therefore would have rendered the party irrelevant, because the party members are supposed to weigh in on who the party should endorse before the June primary. So these were some very consequential decisions. And at the same time, you had eight positions that had been appointed by the state party chair based upon a law change that occurred at the November special session, this most recent special session, because of redistricting. There are new districts and there are new boundaries. So ultimately what happened is those of us who walked out of the meeting, we believed that the proceedings of the meeting were illegitimate because those individual districts had been appointed and they had not had a chance to have people elected in those positions. Therefore, in our opinion, those of us who walked out, there was a serious First and 14th Amendment question, because the First Amendment protects the right of the people to peaceable assembly. That fundamental principle is what provides all citizens the rights of voluntary association and protects the rights of private organization, such as a political party. Frankly, that also includes nonprofits, unions, co-ops. All of those extend from that same principle. So if you rob the people of that private organization the right to assemble in their own district and to elect a representative, to me, that's a real problem. And so, you know, I've been between Virginia, where I'm from, and North Dakota. I've been elected to both the governing boards of both state Republican parties. So I didn't take that decision lightly, Gary. I don't usually walk out of a meeting. But to me, if we as Republicans are going to violate one of the fundamental rights to which we say we believe in, then what are we doing? So I felt like a statement needed to be made.
Well, what I thought was really disheartening as a former party chairman, there was a number of us state chairmen that were going to respond to some of the rule changes that we thought were quite sweeping, probably the most dramatic in state party history for the Republican Party, in my mind. Really moving the convention was one issue. Governor Ed Schaefer wrote a letter asking people to oppose moving that. I mean, the idea that there's going to be a fee of $2,500 to $5,000 to be a candidate, which is, to me, it's pay to play, and it's just wrong. It hurts the growth of the party. And literally to have candidates where I saw they were going to require signatures, I think in the past it was if you wanted to be a candidate and be voted, you know, have a chance to be voted on and endorsed by the party, you needed signatures from five or six district chairmen, which makes sense. I heard they were going to change it to 20, which made it very difficult for sometimes when you know, they're always saying we got fringe people wanting to get involved. But even more than that, what bothered me is I read this code of conduct that they're putting in place. And we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour at 9:30 as we go forward. I'd like to address that more specifically. But what I would say bothered me is that there was a closed meeting. And actually had security at the meeting. And so that's just bad, bad politics. And to me, it's the establishment. So we're going to be going to a break a little bit. We come back here, and I want to pick up on that thought. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hinn. And stay tuned. What's in your mind?
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
In this season of giving, give a life-changing gift to yourself or someone you love. Give the gift of education. What better time than now to complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or tailor your education with a certificate from the University of Mary. With classes available online in the evenings or a combination of both, your degree at Mary will fit into your schedule. Give yourself the gift of a flexible, affordable education from Mary. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Think of someone that has fought harder for election integrity, for the truth, than Mike Lindell. Poured millions of dollars into this. This is not controversial because we all want elections that have integrity, right? Some states didn't exactly do things by the book, by their own constitutions. That's something Mike Lindell has exposed. It'll be fixed in the future. What a warrior. What a warrior. Mike Lindell. And guess what? He has a company. that gives you a better night's sleep. The pillow he invented has done that for millions. MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Same on all their products. Footwear, slippers and moccasins, sleepwear. The MyPillow robe is famous nationwide now. The sheets, the towels, huge discounts when you use my name as your promo code. Scott at MyPillow.com. Scott when you go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-506-9028. Let's stand with folks that stand for us and fight for the values we have and what we believe in. That's Mike Lindell. That's MyPillow. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Can you think of someone?
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. This is Gary Emnett filling in for Scott Hinn. We've been chatting with Jared Hendricks, Republican District 38 chairman. There's been a battle brewing within the Republican Party just because I think the Democrats are relevant, and I think there's a battle for the heart and soul of the party regarding principles of what we believe and what we stand for. And I think that's part of what's driving the whole value. And I think what I think is crazy is I've been reading an article about how Marx has captured the universities and the whole idea of the thought of the liberal indoctrination that occurs at the young people in this country. And I think the problem has been so many young people haven't been taught about critical thinking. Rather, they're just the professors are teaching students to blindly accept, you know, what the current political thinking is. And part of why I wanted to have on Jared today, along with District 24 State Rep Cole Christensen, there's a group of young Republicans that are age 18 to 40. And when I was chairman, we worked hard to get that age group involved. And that's the future of our country and part of our politics. And Republicans have done a good job of that recently. And consequently, they actually brought him on the state committee. The state committee is made up of a 47 district chairman and some officials, which make up about 60 people. And one of those voting members they brought on were the young Republicans, the YRs. And recently, I think they've gone and wanted to take them off the committee, which I just made no sense to me when you're trying to get a group involved to do that. And there was a move afoot to do that. And I personally think sometimes it's because they were just good, solid, conservative young people. And they were a voice that needed to be heard, and the establishment was threatened by that. And so Jared Hendricks talked to me a little bit about that as we introduce Cole Christensen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, the Young Republicans is the professional arm of the party, and Cole can talk a little bit more about some of the details of what they do. But I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, having worked on statewide campaigns, when I worked at Kevin Cramer's Senate race, the Young Republicans were the boots on the ground. I mean, unquestionably, they were instrumental in the success of that campaign, unquestionably. You had Michelle Fischbach over there in what was formerly Colin Peterson's district in western Minnesota. She won that as a Republican. I think that's the first time that district had been won by a Republican in, I believe, 30 years. And she cited not the Minnesota, but the North Dakota Young Republicans for helping her be successful in that race. So they've just done amazing things. Cole himself, of course, is a young Republican who's been elected to the legislature. I'm not sure if he's the youngest or certainly one of the youngest. He might be the youngest legislator. He can correct me if I'm wrong. But it's really tremendous what they've been able to do. And the thing is, all the while, they don't compromise on conservative principles. I mean, the positions they advocate, the candidates they support, especially on the local level, really are in line with the Republican Party platform. So I think they've just done phenomenal work.
I think what's amazing is I'm at their website, ndyr.org, and it says the North Dakota Young Republicans work to inspire the future leaders of North Dakota to advocate for conservative principles, limited government, and personal responsibility for the furtherance of life, liberty, and property. North Dakota Young Republicans strive to create an environment of opportunity and order. And so, as they work towards promoting those conservative values, I'm just confused why a state party would work to take them off unless they feel that it's a vote that they can't control. So, I don't know. Cole, welcome to the show, and congratulations on being a young state rep and getting involved with the YRs. What's your take on why the party would have done something like this?
Gary, thank you for having me on. You know, you guys covered a lot of ground there. I'm thinking, you know, I wasn't at the meeting, but I definitely listened to and read about what went on there. And I can't help but feel that, A, the party, they want young people to be involved, but they want to be able to control where the narrative goes. And I think that's where the Young Republicans stand apart, is we don't care where the party is going. We know what the party platform stands for, and that is where we're going to put all of our efforts behind. So I can think of a couple examples where we endorsed candidates that were different than the party because we felt that they held those Republican values that all the Young Republicans stand behind.
Talk to me what you mean by that. So you endorsed some candidates that the party didn't. Are you referring to like a district legislative race?
So there was some district races where we had gotten involved against what the party had endorsed to help people get on the primary ballot. And some were successful, some were not. There was some other statewide races for DPI, for example, where we endorsed a candidate that was not the candidate that the NDGOP endorsed. And that's just because we felt that the candidates that we put our efforts behind held those same values as us. And if you can motivate people to get together and put boots on the ground, knock doors, make phone calls, we're not going to waste our time. And so if these people don't share those same values or are not going to hold those Republican values as we see, we're not going to waste our time.
And one thing I've appreciated is that you guys were very pointed in your philosophy and what you, when you were out campaigning back in 2018, when I was at some of the district conventions around the state, your leadership team would, you know, speak at these regularly, and we're always very articulate in the values you supported and why you were all involved in the process. You weren't there to hang out and make friends. You were there to move a philosophy forward, and I really always appreciated about the YRs in that regard.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's our main focus. Like has been stated before, we're here to recruit, train, and elect and push the party platform, which I guess when you boil it down is life, liberty, property. We believe marriage is between one man and one woman. We're pro-life unapologetically. And, you know, that's our main focus is to push those values, the traditional family values. And so we're going to...
Cole, thank you. Stay with us. We're going to go to the break. Stay with us. We want to come back and pick up on that. This is Gary Emnett filling in for Scott Hennon. What's on your mind? Stay tuned.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Between 8,000 and 12,000 shipping containers carrying medical supplies to various parts of the United States are on delay of up to 37 days due to ongoing transportation congestion. That's according to new data from the Health Industry Distributors Association. They say medical supplies that arrived at a U.S. port on Christmas Day won't be delivered to hospitals until February 2022. A House Democrat slammed Vice President Kamala Harris as uninterested and uncooperative on the border crisis. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas, whose district covers nearly 200 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border, told the New York Times he has been disappointed by his interactions with Harris, who was tasked by President Biden with addressing the migrant border crisis. Vice President Harris on CBS News Sunday defends her actions.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue, and it couldn't be handled at some other level.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary, I'm going to fill in for Scott Hennen. We have Jared Hendricks from District 38 in Minot on with us, and Cole Christensen, state rep from District 24, kind of the Valley City area. And we were talking about the Republican State Committee meeting just recently, where it's a closed meeting. I know when I was chairman, we opened it up to all Republicans, and a couple of us former chairmen wanted to actually kind of be able to speak to the group, and were told that it was closed. We weren't invited. And as the meeting was getting close to it, I understand they ended up having a closed meeting, not letting anyone in. Actually had security, turned into protest out front, which is just total ludicrous when you control every state office in North Dakota. The more the merrier as far as involvement, as far as I'm concerned, and, you know, let everybody debate and discuss what they believe so we know where you stand and that we know who to support as a candidate once endorsed. We have a, before we go to our guest, I have a caller, Tom from Jamestown. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Tom.
I have a question for both of your guests, and you haven't really gotten into it yet, but the main item on the agenda at the state Republican meeting on December 18th was the idea to move the primary in front of the convention. That was probably the most controversial thing.
Correct. Yep.
That
agreed.
They were going to vote on.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just going to run something by both of your guests that you have on today. It seems to me that how that originated was maybe the bill that was introduced during the special session that would give the executive director, Perry Schaefer, the opportunity to pick temporary representatives instead of, you know, waiting until they were voted in. I'd be very curious where that bill originated from. And this is what I've heard. This is the theory that I think might be true, that it might have originated out of the governor's office with the idea that, thinking, you know, ahead, there would be a special session. There would be an opportunity to introduce this bill. This bill would give the chairman the opportunity to appoint 7 people that would vote on December 18th. The governor told the chairman he had a list of who he wanted him to appoint, and everybody on that list would vote in favor of what he wanted, which was to put the primary in front of the convention. The chairman, to his credit, said, no, I've got my own criteria that I'm going to use to appoint these chairmen. You know, we had the meeting, and Jared and 6 others did walk out, and we had the votes, and there was a lot of enthusiasm to have a secret ballot. We had a secret ballot, and it was killed anyway. The initiative was killed. But I would be very curious as to Jared and Cole's opinion on that. Is this, and you could take that a step further, is this divide that we have within the Republican Party, is it really being caused by our current governor, who is so against what some might call the other side, the Bastiats? To me, the right name is Patriots. And the more traditional Republicans, is this something where if we had a different governor, we might not even be having as half of this contentiousness that we have going on? I'm really curious as to what their opinions would be on that.
Jared, why don't you go ahead and take the shot at that? Because, you know, every time something like this happens, when you try to squash debate, shut down discussion within the party, conspiracies and everything kind of gets rampant. Everybody starts reading into things. And so it's hard to know what's fact and what's, you know, fiction sometimes. Jared, why don't you take a shot at it?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, I can only speculate on, you know, motivations that could be there. But I can tell you what I've seen in actions, which is that there's definitely those in the party. I think broadly you could put the governor in this category who fundamentally believe in the primary process over the convention. And they fundamentally believe that that is the best way to get the strongest and best candidates. I don't agree with that, because I think it's contradictory to the very notion of what a political party is. As I said earlier, it's a voluntary association. It's a peaceable assembly. Well, the peaceable assembly is the convention. So it's up to the party members to decide who their candidates are and how they want to run their business and all of that sort of thing. But there's definitely been a push over really the decades to have the government intervene into the private workings of a political party. And I know that gets off into the weeds a little bit, and I imagine Curley's going to tap into that conversation a little bit later a lot more. But that is really kind of what we're fighting here. We're fighting this fundamental notion of a right to assemble, which it belongs to a private organization. And I think there's definitely also a different philosophy in the party from your more quote-unquote establishment-type folks, who believe that the primary purpose of a political party is to simply win elections. And I've made the point that this is pointless and imprecise, because merely electing someone is not a distinguishing characteristic of a political party, because you can be elected as an independent. In fact, the vast majority of elected positions in the United States are nonpartisan officials. So the correct view is that a political party's purpose is to advance its agenda, which means to elect people who are aligned, or at least mostly aligned, with that agenda. And that's where I think that we sometimes fall short.
Well, I think what's bothersome to me is about how there seemed to be a squashing of debate and discourse, where they're concerned that, you know, we can't argue or debate because, you know, we're all big boys. And when you go to a convention and you you have debates, you know, that's kind of what comes out of it, is deciding which is the best candidate. And for full disclosure, I have to take on some of my responsibility, and I was one of the guys that played a role in Kevin Cramer going outside of the convention and becoming a congressman, eventually a U.S. senator. And I endorsed Governor Burgum at the time over Wayne Stengem after the convention. So as a former party chairman, I take some heat for that. However, the laws and the rules were such that it allowed for that to take place. And part of what's going on is the state ought to not be involved with, should not be involved at all when it comes to electing, to dealing with the candidates. They can handle the elections and the general elections, but who the candidates are should come through the party process, and we ought to get rid of any state law where there's any intervention, from my opinion on it. But anyway, a couple of the things I wanted to talk about is, and I'd like to get your guys' opinion on, the party passed a code of conduct besides charging a fee, and requiring, I guess it was 20 signatures that was proposed, that from 20 different districts to be an endorsed, to have a chance to be an endorsed candidate. I think it compromised and went to 10, which I think is, you know, maybe okay, but I think it gets to be a little difficult for some people to get to that point just for various reasons. Won't get lost in the weeds on that. But the party wanted to pass a code of conduct, and I just think it's terrible. It's almost like when I think back to elementary school when you were looking for a hall monitor that was going to tattletale on you, and this code of conduct they put in place is telling everybody how they have to act. And literally at the very end of this document about how you have to act, it goes with perceived violations of this code of conduct should be reported to the chairman and the executive director so they can be aware of the conduct that could be detrimental to the success of the North Dakota Republican Party. I'm thinking, what in the world is coming where we're tattling on people and we are afraid of public discourse for people disagreeing? Jared and Cole, what's your thoughts on this code of conduct? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll be brief. I'll just say I think it's Orwellian. You know, I mean, it seems kind of silly to me. I mean, we're all adults. I've been on the state committee for 4 years, and I don't feel threatened or in danger or any sort of need for a code of conduct. I mean, we're all adults. I don't think we need to do it. And it's interesting, too, that this is coming from leadership at the same time. They're concerned about, quote unquote, dividing the party. Well, you're bringing in security and you're telling longtime party members that have been party members in some cases decades that they can't even enter the building for what has always been an open meeting. I mean, who's dividing the party? So, I mean, it's just quite silly, in my opinion. But yeah, the way it was written was bad. And there were grammatical errors, spelling errors. I mean, that's all. But it was just very poorly done.
I just think they put in one of the bullet points is endorsements verbally or by any way of action of individuals not formally recognized by the state party as Republicans should be avoided as it sows dissension and is detrimental to the success of the party and its stated goal of electing Republicans. There's bullet after bullet of things that are telling everybody how to act, and it's unbelievable that we can't even have any disagreement going on, and I think it's the Republicans are going to do themselves a disservice to work towards becoming a minority party if they do that to discourage that type of involvement. Cole, any thoughts on that before we let you go?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things. I want to circle back to some of the previous comments I made earlier to clarify. The Young Republicans did not go against the GOP. We went against an endorsement from the district chairs. And all the other races, we put our support behind the first endorsed candidate. And so just to clarify on that front, the other thing, you brought up that bill that was passed in the legislature. And while it was on the floor, I read this and I'm like, this sets a really bad precedent to get the state legislature involved in party politics. Because this isn't just for the GOP. This is for all parties, as I read it. And it just puts a bad precedent for, because every organization has bylaws, they have their constitutions, you know, people vote on that are members, and this circumvents that entire system. So what that said to me is there wasn't enough support in the GOP to get a resolution or to change the bylaws for something like this, so they needed to go to the legislature where it would almost sweep under the rug and there wouldn't be a lot of discussion about it. So that was concerning to me on the floor, and that's why I voted against it. There's a couple other things made. I wasn't there for the code of conduct. I guess I'm not as familiar with some of those things. But, you know, we see a lot of division in the party, and there's a lot of label lynching that goes on. And as I tell people, you know, it's like I stand on the GOP platform. I don't belong to any of these groups in the House. You know, I'm a young Republican that stands under the GOP platform. And so we are the leaders in the future. And that's my primary goal.
Cole Christensen, thanks for joining us today. We're going to go to the break. We'll take Mike after the break and talk to him for Minot. Gary, I'm going to fill in for Scott Hannon. What's on your mind?
Now, now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For counting days to the Bison being in Frisco, Texas once again for a national championship. And another game day giveaway awaits. The final of the year for my friends at PetroServe USA. Register now for two $500 PetroServe USA gift cards. And if you're headed to Frisco, maybe you're hopping our bus to go down there. Here's what I do. Load up in the Bison apparel. You can get it at any PetroServe USA location. And get registered for the Bison Game Day giveaway at the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison, PetroServe USA.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hannon, who's spending some time in a nice warm climate somewhere south of the border, I believe. Anyway, we've had Jared Hendricks on, Republican District 38 chairman, and appreciated having Cole Christensen, a Republican, young YR from District 24, state rep, first elected in 2020. It's great to see these young people involved in the party process. You know, some people wonder why Gary Emmett, a former party chairman, picks on the party and when they do things like this. I think it's to make the party better. I think it's sad when they kill debate and discussion, like they're afraid that somebody's going to disagree, and now they have code of conduct, and we won't get lost in that. I might bring it up to Curly Elglin. We come back, but we got a caller from Minot. Mike Blessum's on the call. I think District 5, he was at the meeting. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Mike. Give us our callers. I mean, sometimes people get concerned that maybe you're in the weeds of the party and what's going on here, but you know, I want the Republicans to stay in a majority, and I'm a conservative, and I push those values. Why? What happened, and why do you think the party took this position of a closed meeting and had security, and I read letters following up from the chairman, et cetera, about we had good civil debate and blah, blah, blah. I didn't, from what I see from the people that walked out and what I see in the media, was not the case. Tell me what your perspective is.
Well, yeah, I think you've got it exactly right. You know, what we were looking for from the grassroots side was to have that debate. The consequential items that were put on the agenda, I mean, they're in some ways very unprecedented, as you mentioned before. These are things that the party should debate. And I think everybody that was involved would say that, yeah, moving the convention is something that the state party should look at and could look at. But what we objected to was the entire process. You go back to a legislative initiative to change how members could be selected to be on the state committee, and then the state chair taking that up where he could choose to appoint those members. He immediately did, and then called a state meeting and put all these items on the agenda. And so, you know, that level of debate just wasn't there. One of my roles in the meeting was to try to bring the motions, to bring the debate to the floor and to the body, to really ask the question of whether it was a legitimate proceeding that we were having. And I tried that multiple times. I was ruled out of order. The chair, working with his RNC lawyer that was flown in by somebody, I guess, ruled it out of order and squashed the debate completely in the body. And so we were never able to get those points across, never able to let the body know why we were objecting the way that we were. And that's why, you know, we've had to do follow-up, sending letters back to the state committee, doing press conferences on Monday. We really felt strongly about this, that we couldn't be a part of voting on items with a body that really wasn't complete and duly elected.
What I think is shocking to me is not only the closed meeting, not only having security, and then having the Republican National Committee fly in a national, you know, because the party runs by Robert's Rules of Order, and to actually have a party, the state party, bring in a national figurehead that's a national parliamentarian to help rule the meeting out of order, to control the meeting, and while there's the claims of having open discussion, you're using the parliamentarian to railroad what you want to happen, and that's just plain wrong. And so when they wonder why people get their backs up and get defensive, it's because they've set all the conditions to make it very difficult for open discussion to occur. Would you say that's true, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I took a couple different opportunities during the meeting to bring those things to the body. And Gary, as a former chair, you know what it's like to try to lead that body. It's not an easy task, and nobody's saying that it is. But at the same time, the state committee is the committee. It's not the chair. The committee itself is the ruling body, and that committee is composed of duly elected representatives of all of the districts across the state. And so when those eight chairmen were appointed, those people in those districts were immediately disenfranchised. They were not able to duly elect those members. And so really what we ended up with in the meeting was a chair working with his RNC lawyer to rule everything that we tried to even bring debate on out of order. It wasn't even a matter of letting people talk. It was immediately ruled out of order. And so when we got to that point, to be honest, we had no choice but to leave the meeting. We were at the point where we were not going to participate and legitimize what was going on, and we had to take that stand.
I find it interesting where I read a letter that was sent out by the current chairman from an executive director about this fair and balanced discussion. Everyone was able to speak without interruption, without intimidation. That's what he claims that occurred at the meeting. Is that, in your perspective, what happened?
Well, I can only comment on the first part of the proceedings while we were still in the room, but it certainly wasn't during that part of the meeting. Now, there were some wonderful district chairs that worked hard through the remainder of the meeting to try to fight some of those items, and they did a great job. But, hey, no, there was no debate at the beginning.
Mike, thank you for joining us. Gary, I'm going to fill in for Scott Hanna. What's in your mind? We come back. Curly Haugland, former national committee man and state chairman, will be joining us. Stay tuned. What's in your mind?
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.